All right. Good afternoon. Just injury update wise, there's guys, a bunch of guys still going through getting MRIs and things like that. But Jacoby and Kenny Moore are both in the concussion protocol. Daniels and Sankey went out with hamstrings. I don't know the severity of those injuries at this point. We'll meet with the docs a little bit later. Obviously, having the bye comes at a good time for those guys. Bumps and bruises, things like that. Eric Swope gathers, hopeful to have those guys back. Obviously, we know they've both been practicing, so hopefully they'll be available for Tennessee when we get back. John Simon, same thing. Met with the guys, you know, today, and it was obviously a game that we played extremely well in. We just didn't finish. But there was a lot of great things, you know, that we did in that football game. And the way that the defense continues to get better and the way that they played was outstanding. Run defense, outstanding. Limiting, you know, Antonio Brown to two catches for 15 yards up until the, you know, the scramble play and the late dump off. And he gained, I think, 32 on that one to get him down into field goal range. And it's actually a screen, you know, screen play. You know, so he made that play, but they did a great job. The one big play over the top, you know, we knew they were going to, you know, throw and catch some of those, but guys have been doing a better job, doing a great job back there. You know, big plays on offense, we needed to make big plays. We needed to run the ball. We needed to pound them. We needed to invest in that, and we did, and we stayed with it. You know, the first half couldn't have gone any better other than, you know, giving up a field goal. You know, before the half, but we answered, you know, with our first drive in the third quarter. But again, they got a really good football team and a bunch of great players that played a lot of football and have a ton of experience, and that showed up late in that game. And you know, until we figure out a way to eliminate, you know, foolish penalties and critical situations and you know, costly turnover. Those kind of things, we're going to be, you know, talking the same old thing, you know, week in and week out. So it is what it is. We're you know, obviously bye comes at a good time. Good chance to heal up and reset, reboot, and get ready for, you know, these last six ball games.
So, yesterday you saw a lot of blitzes, obviously, from Pittsburgh. It's a combination of things, I imagine, you know, in terms of what you could do better. What did you see when you watched the tape? I mean, is it not diagnosing them and knowing where they're coming from? Is it not winning the matchups? What did you see?
It's a combination. I mean, some of it's going to come down to one-on-ones, and just like Hassan going in the game and, you know, beating 73, you know, and getting a sack. He lost that matchup. We won that one. So vice versa, on the other hand, whether they're three-man rush, four-man rush, or they're bringing pressure, you know, you got protections called and you got to execute. And you got to win matchups and you got to be, you know, get a hat on a hat and, you know, communicate and be on the same page and all that stuff. And, you know, give them credit. They, you know, they brought it and they continued to bring it and they executed it. And they do a great job disguising, hiding stuff and, so it's a combination of everything.
So what not necessarily defensive players, what players are getting better as the season wears on? Have you noticed anybody sort of improving noticeably?
I think a lot of players are. I think a lot of young guys are growing up. You know, I think everybody on defense is getting better. I look at, you know, Rashawn Melvin, you know, what he's done. And I look at Pierre Desir coming in and playing well. You know, Matthias Farley in year two. Playing extremely well. John Bostic, Antonio Morrison, that whole defensive front, you know, talk about two outside guys that, you know, Jabal Sheer, I mean, he's a vet, but he hasn't been here. You know, this is new to him. You know, Chester Rogers comes in, you know, and you know, for Quan Bray and has over 100 yards and does a great job, you know, fielding kicks and punts and got a couple yards here and there. He did a great job making plays. The quarterback, I mean, say what you want to say, for the time that he's been here, he's matured and progressed and gotten better every single week. You know, so there's a number of guys. Marlon Mack is another guy that's been down and had been injured in and out and is getting better.
I know in the game you trust the medical personnel with what they tell you, but after the game you hear that Brissett had concussion-like symptoms and he's into protocol. What kind of goes through your mind at that point after the game when you think about maybe putting that player out there when he should not have been out there?
Our guys, if they're not 100%, they're not going to put him back out there, period.
Chuck, non-concussion by Jacoby, but you talked about him getting better. What, if you had to pinpoint one thing that has made him be able to grasp this offense in, I mean, what, 9-10 weeks, what has stood out? What is it about him that's allowed him to come
work
in?
Work ethic. I mean, he's smart. He's a bright guy, you know, but his work ethic. He's in here constantly. He's here all the time. You know, don't take anything away from, you know, Schottenheimer and Chud and you know, Scott Tolzien and Andrew, and all those guys helped him. You know, Philip Walker. I mean, they've all had a hand in that. But he's a tireless worker.
Did you know much about him before you guys acquired him? Did you know much about Zero?
I mean, knew who he was.
Well, yeah, clearly knew him.
Just like you. I mean, I read the evals, and we weren't quarterback market for, you know, obvious reasons. You know.
That's a whole other story.
What was your reaction when they told you we got a quarterback coming in?
Huh?
What was your reaction when they told you we got a quarterback coming in?
What do you mean?
When Brissett was traded.
When Chris said, hey, we're going to go get a quarterback.
What was my reaction?
Yeah.
Let's roll. We've had a lot of guys roll through here in the last, and rightfully so. I mean, that's a great thing about Chris and his staff. I mean, you know, they're going to try to do everything to help us and give us everything that we need to improve this roster and to win games. I mean, the guy's awesome that way. And to pull that thing off and make it work.
I know it was a week before the regular season, but did you talk to a guy like Belichick or anything about the kid after the trade, or is that kind of like, you know, trade's pulled off and – all right, you take him, and we got him.
No.
One thing on Brissett with the concussion, I think everybody complied from all indications, but does this kind of underscore the fact that it's hard to deal – these things are hard to deal with, I guess is what I'm saying. Is this – would you agree, I guess, that this kind of shows this is an inexact science?
What are you asking me?
He was clear. He passed the I think, two concussion tests during the game. I'm not taking any issue with that. The symptoms developed later, obviously, which happens. And this happened to Andrew last year, if you recall, obviously.
What happened to Andrew?
He developed symptoms later. Remember, he missed the Pittsburgh game last year.
Yeah.
I think maybe that night.
And it was a short week, right?
Yes. But my point was he wasn't diagnosed during the game. He didn't have symptoms during the game.
Right.
Is this just a hard thing to deal with for the league in general when you're talking about doing a sideline test? And maybe he has symptoms, maybe he doesn't. I mean,
I think it's simple. I think they got the thing set up the way it's supposed to be set up, and the guy gets hit, you know, and there's a helmet-to-helmet shot, and we all see it, you know. You can go back and look at the TV copy. You guys saw the same thing I saw, and not supposed to be able to do that, but it happened. And, you know, they pull them out, and they go through the protocol, check off all the boxes, dot the I's, cross the T's. No, they're doing what they're supposed to do.
You can only do so much.
What's that?
I guess the reality is you can only do so much, too.
I don't know that. I mean, marketing degree. You know, probably right now, probably should listen to my dad, you know, who said, do not go into coaching. You know, tried to talk me out of it and tried to talk my little brother out of it. And we're dumb. No, we want to do this. Dumb.
With the coaching side, Chuck, how tough as a head coach has this season been? I mean, you guys, I know there's no ifs in this, but I mean, you guys. Ball goes his way, not a penalty here. That's what you guys could be better than 3-7.
Yeah.
As a head coach, How tough has it been to swallow that, the way you guys have been losing games this year?
Hey, it's life's hard. Ball's hard. This profession's hard. You know, you do it for moments. You know, we haven't had a whole bunch of those. We've had a lot of success. It's how it goes. Some seasons are like this. It's all set up for a reason, you know. Like I said, we need hard, and we're getting hard because it's testing everybody, you know, and it's revealing. It's revealing, you know, just what we know about these guys. You know, they're going to work, and they're going to fight, and they're going to prepare, and, you know, no matter what, that's what you do. And some years are like this. But this is what gets you, you know, what makes you better. It makes you better. If you don't quit and you don't give in, and if you learn lessons, you got to learn, though, and you got to grow. You got to be honest. You got to be able to look at it and say, okay, this is why. We pointed out and said, this is why this is happening. So let's fix this, this, and this. Keep going. You keep going.
But did you realize it was going to be this challenge? I mean, take Andrew out of the equation. Yeah. Because nobody knew about Andrew's situation. But did you realize
it was
going to be? Did you know it was going to be the way that
this is? This is nothing compared to real life stuff, Mike. Well, come on.
I mean, of course, we know. I mean, we know what you've been through. But football wise.
Yeah, it's football. It's how it goes.
What did you tell your guys about this bye week?
The same. What to do?
I assume you
get away, be smart, do the right thing, make great choices, be great pros. Don't do anything to hurt yourself or hurt the team. You know, reflect on where we're at and get your asses ready to roll when you get back. We're going right back to work, and that's what they'll do. That's what we all do. You know, and we've got six games, and they're, you know, minus a couple. We got five on there. We just added another one to it that, you know, you do a couple things here and there, and who knows? So that's why, you know, we'll be back in here a week from today at 8:30, you know, for the special teams meeting, charged up and ready to go and get ready for a home, you know, division game against Tennessee.
Coach, get any bye week off? Do you get to take some time away?
Yeah, just to keep working? Absolutely.
Any big plans?
No, not that I can talk about. No way, these guys, I mean, you've seen these guys. You don't get to see everybody, right? You see how Chud looks and Ted? My God. You see their eye, the bags, and Christ. They get to get, huh?
That's Chud in week one.
Chud don't sleep, though. He never leaves. Try to beg him to get a couple hours, and he won't leave. They do a great job, man. I mean, they're grinding, and it is hard, you know. And I mean, we laugh and joke, but I mean, it's our livelihoods. I mean, there's a lot on the line, you know that, family wise, everything.
And how do you know I made those comments about Chud? That's what I want to know.
Huh?
I'm laughing because I want to know how you know I made those comments about Chud and his T-shirts and stuff, and looking tired.
I don't know.
Got eyes and ears in this building now.
Pardon?
So you got eyes and ears in this building and know he made that comment.
Oh, it's endless.
You were talking about Melvin earlier. What has impressed you to the point where you give him that challenge like you did yesterday? And he obviously more than
he wants it. Mm-hmm. He asked for it. Give me him. He's come a long way. And he works. He practices, he prepares, he grinds, he puts the time in, and then he goes, competes his tail off. And he doesn't say boo. And he's smart and he's tough. He's got all the, you know, athleticism and stuff like that. But guy's a competitor, top competitor, man. I'm really proud of that guy.
Didn't you see this last year that he could be a dominant corner?
I mean, you saw glimpses, you know, but it's just time on task, you know. And then you gain confidence as you go. And, you know, he trusts himself. He trusts his technique and he trusts his ability. And they did a great job. I mean, he wasn't alone, you know, in that assignment, you know, but he wanted that, you know, and we were given help like everybody else. You don't, you know, everybody takes away 13 for us and, you know, it makes it really hard and we need to make it hard. You know, they had to beat us another way. You know, we weren't going to, it was public enemy number one. and he did an outstanding job. They all did.
In the past, you guys routinely had the left-right assignments with your cornerbacks and stuff. What made you guys change that approach? I know there's been spot moments where you've had, you know, previous cornerbacks shadow guys, but what made you change?
We look at matchups and try to do what's best for the team. You know, gives us the best chance to win.
On the two-it hit, is that a play that you send in to the league?
Which one?
The two-it hit on Jacoby. I know it wasn't flagged. Is that something that you send in?
We'll send it in and tell them to look at it and see what they think, and you know, ask, you know, call, no call, like the rest of some of the other stuff, you know.
Did you have any issue? Did you take issue with it at all?
No, it doesn't matter what I think.
No, it does.
Not really. The game's over.
Like you talked about, you mentioned guys who sort of have been coming along, Chester Rogers. It's really been a strange year for him where he had the great offseason, if I'm not mistaken, and then he had the hamstring. How's he handled this sort of? Had to wait and wait and wait, and now you kind of see what he can do when he's healthy.
Well, obviously, I mean, it took a while, you know, unfortunately, to get him back out there. But, you know, thankful that he is, you know, and he's, again, he got an opportunity, and he took advantage of it. Now he's got to be able to, you know, do it over a long period of time and stay available, you know, and start stacking, you know, week after week after week after week, you know, and knock on wood, stay healthy, stay out there, stay competing, and play at a high level, just like that. That's got to be constant now. That can't be, you know, here and then here. That's for all of us. That's everybody. Good. Thank you.